The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
May the 4th be with you and also with... No, wait, that's church. Never mind. It's the 4th of May. I'm going to talk about some neighbors right now. Our neighbors, Anthony A's neighbors, maybe your neighbors. Good morning. It's Thursday. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So the other day, our neighbors, not our wild neighbors across the street, the quiet neighbors to the left, had a big ruckus going on. Our daughter's learning to drive. The driving school lady pulled in. Doors open next door. Uh-oh. All the car doors open. We don't know what's happening. My husband doesn't even notice because he's in the studio. His headphones are on. I don't know what to do about crazy neighbors. So, do you tell?
What were they? So
yeah, what was so crazy? Because that's like a normal situation.
Yeah, this sounds like a lot of people.
No, there were all these car doors were just open and on, and nobody was in the house, and all the house doors were open. And I went and knocked to ask if everybody was okay, and no one came to the door. Driver school lady was like, what's happening? I said, I don't know. It was scary because
there was
nobody there.
You guys should have just messed with her. Yeah. I don't know. Get out of here. Go.
Run. We should have. I didn't even think about that.
Shout out to you, though, for having the curiosity to go up to the door.
Well,
that's something that I would have done.
I was like, what's happening? Maybe somebody had a heart attack. Maybe something's happening, you know?
Those people have lived next to us now for what?
Quiet.
Like 6-7 months, and it's a dad with 2 kids. And he doesn't talk to me, so I don't...
He just says...
I want to leave it at maybe this or maybe that. That's what you said, Dana Cortez. And like, I feel as if your imagination is running a little loose due to your addiction to true crime.
Thank you.
It's like you're getting a little crazy sister.
It wasn't even me. It was the lady. It was the driving school lady who said, oh my God, there's something happening. It's your neighbor.
Tell me what you said about your husband.
Did she watch true crime too?
She probably listens to Crazy Crimes and Passion on the show. Exactly.
Dana said we could have been murdered and Automatic had his headphones on. And he didn't even hear.
He didn't even know.
That is a true crime lover's comment to everything, dude.
He would have come out and we would have been dead. He wouldn't have even known what happened. We could have been stolen.
But did you die?
No.
Did I finish what I was working on? Yes. So we all won.
Did you find any of this commotion when you came out from the DJ room?
You know what he said? He came out, he's like, where's Ava? He doesn't even know where our child is. He doesn't even know.
I'm working.
I go with, it's more about like 60% Dana and her imagination, and then maybe like 40% of what's really going on. That's what I'm
Probably.
I'm going to say 20% of what's really going on.
What's really going on with National Day Ann?
All right, let's go to kick it off by shout out to firefighters. International Firefighter Day.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm. We also got World Password Day as well, too, everybody.
Change your password. You're supposed to update it every few months, right?
Yes, we are. Okay, and all right. It is also National Orange Juice Day, which I love to.
Eat the orange. Don't drink the juice.
Oh, damn. Okay.
That's full
deep.
Of sugar.
All right. It's also National Star Wars Day, as Dana mentioned earlier. So may the 4th be with all of you.
I think the first Star Wars is still my favorite. The old one with the bad, bad graphics. I love the storyline.
Do you know those graphics weren't that bad? Like, considering the time, that was the 70s.
No, I guess you're right. Yeah. You're right. It was the 70s?
It was like 50 years ago.
No. Well, damn. Okay.
And we'll wrap it up on Petite and Proud Day, everybody.
Hey, we're wrapping it up on my day. Petite and Proud. I used to not like being small, and I have now embraced my smallness.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. You're more like petite and worried.
Petite and afraid.
Yeah. The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
DJ Automatic describes this next conversation we're going to have as a wake-up moment. Do you behave differently, men, now that you're in a relationship with your woman? It's what guys think. And Anthony A. noted this earlier today.
Automatic, though, you need to be an independent man, dude. We need this is what I'm pulling from the story, honestly, though, as I'm worried for you that you're not able to make coffee in your own castle. In your own castle, dude.
That's a true story, man.
Well, I came up with 3 things that I used to do for myself, but now my wife does for me.
You're 100% dependent on me.
Yes, before, when I was single, I used to take care of my clothes by taking them to get washed.
Oh,
I would take them to the laundromat and have the lady, wash, fold them. Now my wife does it for me.
Oh,
and if she doesn't do it, then I'll have clean clothes.
He will complain to me about not having his newer underwear before he'll hand wash them or do something for
him. I don't know how to turn on the washing machine.
Oh my God, let's go.
Oh
so
my
proud.
Gosh, I forgot. It's a new washing machine. You really
never used it one time.
What?
Oh my God.
I don't know if that's sad or impressive.
The next thing, food/coffee. My wife cooks for me all the time. And you would think that I would cook more often because my mom didn't really cook for me growing
up. Yeah, dude, you used to be able to get down, don't you?
Yeah, and or I would always just go out to eat. And I never drank coffee before, Dana. So yeah.
I know you don't really cook that much because every time you do cook, it's a celebration. Like,
it really is. Well, the only part that's not worth celebrating is cleaning up after his mess when he cooks. But I actually posted that on Instagram. You used to make, when I met Automatic, Anthony.
Well, I used to live alone. I had to cook.
Nah, but when I would go visit him, he would show out a little bit. He would make these papas con carne burritos. There's potato and meat burritos. Ooh. With Sadie sauce on top. Man, let me tell you, they were so good. I ain't seen one of those since he put a ring on my finger.
Come on.
My spaghetti was busting, dude. And the last thing, I mean, I'm just going to say it. My cleanliness is all up to my wife at this point. And I'm talking about my body and my house.
To remind him to take a shower.
No, that's not true. I take a shower every single day.
But I have to force
you. Have to remind me to do my skin regimen.
Okay, there you go, dude.
So I would probably never have a skin regimen if I didn't have a wife.
Damn, dude. Do you even set an alarm clock or no?
No, my wife wakes me up.
Rise and shine.
He don't even wake himself up.
My mom didn't even do all this stuff for me. You marry a Mexican woman and she takes over your life.
And you love it.
I do.
What do you thoroughly depend on your partner for?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So what is the number one thing that successful couples hardly ever do? I'm going to tell you, this is a crazy 50-year study done by psychologists on more than 40,000 couples that have been married over 30 years. So this has got to be the key here. Study released by CNBC. I'll give it to you last. I always go last in case you missed it. Three things you need to know. DJ Automatic, what'd you find?
Researchers are saying that teenagers in toxic and controlling relationships are likely to repeat these unhealthy relationships later in life. So if you had a bad boyfriend in high school, there's a very good chance you're going to have a bad boyfriend when you get older.
Not always, but I think oftentimes it's learned behavior from your parents.
Yeah, so through research, they found out the effects of teen dating violence from sexual to even online will continue through adulthood. The study says some young people, mostly women, repeat these dating patterns.
Exactly.
And they start drinking and start smoking cigarettes and marijuana to cope with their sadness and whatever else is going on in their life.
The saying when people say your first impression or whatever.
First love.
All that.
No, not even that. Like, first impression. Like, this is your first experience and your first impression.
In a relationship.
Love is such a strong chemical imbalance that at that age, I didn't know how to handle it. And I made really dumb decisions.
I had a bad teenage girlfriend that was really awful to me. And it made me not trust women for a very, very long time.
But hold on, Automatic. Did you not trust women before or was she the reason?
She helped for sure.
Okay.
And I think that's what this study is trying to say, is that if you're in a relationship where you've got people cheating or being toxic just in any kind of way, that you get used to that. But for me, it scared me away from...
Was it her fault or was it a pattern, you think?
She's out there it's her fault.
Oh my gosh. I did not expect that answer.
Mine was.
I didn't make her do it.
Mine was mutually like my fault too. I think I was, when I got my first girlfriend, I was looking for a lot of love that I didn't receive from my family situation.
I get it, Ann.
And I didn't understand that as a young man. I didn't know why I was feeling the way I felt, but she also was going through her things too. So my message to young homies is just wait, bro. Wait.
You say just wait, but you didn't wait. You didn't wait. I didn't wait. I had a baby at 15. I actually had terrible relationships, but I was shown that. I mean, I started thinking about it and Automatic hit the nail on the head. I didn't even realize this. I didn't have one healthy relationship in my family to look at. Not one. My entire life. So a lot of times you just have to really think, is this good? Would I recommend this relationship for my best friend, my sister, my mother? If the answer is no, get out. Anthony, what'd you find?
Friends, they'll help you get over a breakup and you need more of them, according to the Surgeon General, all right? In case you missed it, there's been an 80-page plus report released, and I'm going to sum it up. Isolation and loneliness is now an epidemic in this country, and the Surgeon General warns that it's as fatal as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Ooh. Causes depression.
It does cause
being
a lot
alone.
Of depression, anxiety, and overthinking, really, is what it does and what it says in this report.
We are heard. Animals, when we moved early on in the beginning of time, human beings moved together. We're nomadic and all that, but always together. And I believe sometimes social media is a great thing and can also be dangerous because you're just on your phone. You're seeing everybody appears to have this great time and you're alone. You got to get out there and talk to people.
The pandemic definitely amplified this.
I think
one thing that happened, though, is people got used to being at home alone, though.
And it can lead to depression and then a lack of enthusiasm to get up, get out and do something. I was kind of going through it, not depressed, but just like, you know, it takes a lot of work to get up. We've been out more this year than we had in 2 years.
We didn't have any choice.
2 years. All right. So in case you missed it, according to a group of psychologists who conducted a 50-year study on 40,000 partners, the one thing that these successful couples hardly ever do is take one another for granted. They always find a way to appreciate their partner.
That seems pretty obvious to me. If you don't appreciate the person that you're with, of course it's going to hurt the relationship.
It's not obvious. Sometimes, I mean, we've been together a very long time, and I think we can get into the habit.
Are you talking about maybe like how you just get used to each other?
No. A lack of appreciation. For instance, yesterday, Automatic was on the phone, and he said, "You haven't left the house. You go do this." That, to me, felt like a lack of appreciation. Like, you didn't do anything.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
We're going to do this now. Okay.
But let me tell you something. It's not that. It's that you were tired.
Like, bathroom?
No, Anthony, you can't.
Need you here to defend me.
That kind of criticism, which I do to you too, I pick at you. When you've been with somebody a long time, you want to feel appreciated for everything. And sometimes people can take that for granted. You pick our daughter up, you take her, you do all these things, which I don't like doing. And maybe I don't appreciate that enough. You get tired of it, I'm sure. And you're like, go do it. And you pick at each other. You criticize each other.
I'm speaking in cliches today, but yeah, you never really know what you have until it's gone.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is.
And if I was gone, your personal assistant would no longer exist.
So you're not a personal assistant. That was something that, you know, Automatic didn't want to go get our daughter. I'm just being personal here. And he was on the phone with his mom, and he said some things to me that embarrassed me because his mother was on the phone. And I would never talk to him like that in front of my mother. I would have the conversation.
But she'll bring it up on the radio.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Missy Elliott, arguably one of the greatest producers ever in hip hop, finally getting something she should have gotten a long time ago. It's going to put her in the history books. Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Lowe's. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
From the Sway House, Noah Beck celebrating his birthday. And we also have Will Arnett along with Jadenna celebrating his birthday.
I want to talk about Patrick Mahomes, of course, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, won a Super Bowl, one of the most watched events in history last Super Bowl. Well, his brother, Jackson Mahomes, was just arrested on aggravated sexual battery and a fourth count of battery charges after video surfaced of him kissing the owner of the bar. He's uncomfortable to watch this. The woman is pushing him away and wiping her mouth, and he comes back in again. And this is the second charge that police are investigating. So he's out on $100,000 bond right now. We'll just follow the story as it develops. He's innocent till proven guilty.
He is, but I hate to see it when, you know, somebody has a star brother and they think that they're the star too.
Star can do that?
No, nobody can do that.
Exactly.
What he did was wrong, period. No, but from what I've read about him is that he thinks he's a star. And
it's not bad to distance yourself from family. If I was Patrick Mahomes, that's what I would be doing. But my thoughts are with the female bar manager, because that sucks. And to be in a position, I know a lot of female bar managers, and
she's actually the owner.
Oh, the owner. See, it's even worse.
Or whatever, because you got to cater to people to make money, and then you're like trying to, you know what, ladies know what we're talking about. We're going to make this a topic another day. All right, now we're going to move on to Nick Cannon. He's going to take over the Fox game show Beat Shazam because current host Jamie Foxx remains hospitalized. We do not have, you know, anything verified from his family, but the rumor is that he had a massive stroke, which will take a very long time for him to recover from. I really believe Jamie Foxx will be okay. He's young. He's in pretty good health. And he's got money, right? So he'll be able to go through physical therapy and have the best doctors by his side. It's just a scary time for his family, I'm sure.
Well, even for myself, just hearing Jamie Foxx be sick is very heartbreaking to me because he was very influential in my career. He motivated me.
He's one of the most talented people on the planet.
Yeah.
I interviewed him. I told him Any Given Sunday was my favorite movie. He sang the Willie Beeman song to me. I love Jamie Foxx.
Everybody loves Jamie Foxx. I hope he gets better real soon.
Me too. All right, moving on to another legend, Missy Elliott. Congratulations. She's finally getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she's the first female rapper to get it done.
Yeah. Salute to Missy.
Congratulations, Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. She used to go by Miss Demeanor, but she dropped that.
Shout out to Timberland. Shout out to Virginia. I mean, Missy is one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time.
Did she just shout out the state of Virginia?
Yeah, because they've created so many great hip-hop artists.
That's funny. Virginia, where hip-hop lives.
I mean, Pharrell's from Virginia. Timberland, Missy's from... Virginia. They've done a lot for hip-hop.
I'm happy for her.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know for sure that Automatic is going to talk about pickles and food news, and I love pickles so much, and it has to do with a big fast food chain, too. So stand by for that. Hottest hashtags on your Thursday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
All right, listen to this hashtag. Dogs are getting high, and not on purpose, okay? Pet marijuana poisonings don't kill your pets, but they are on the rise, according to the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, where weed has become legalized. People are tossing it into their joints, and the doggies are eating them.
I thought it would be an edible thing for sure.
No, it's they're actually eating the paper joint or whatever it is. One owner interviewed by the AP said she had to take her dog in three times. She's like, you know what? After the third time, she just let the doggy ride the high.
Yeah, come on.
And the doggy was fine.
You gotta take yourself in three times. It's not the dog's fault. What is why is she taking the dog in like the dog has a problem?
Because the dog's chilling. Probably got some munchies. That's about it.
After the first or second time, you think the dog probably likes it, lady.
Oh, after the second time, I'm asking the dog to pitch in. All right, bro, you got a match, homie?
You got five on it or what?
But do you guys toss that stuff?
No.
You're not supposed to do that. That's irresponsible. Thank you, DJ.
First of all, I don't do drugs. So that's that.
Man, I'm trying to move from the lightning.
It gotten
yeah,
here.
Yeah, real quiet when Anthony said that. Food news, DJ Automatic.
So you know pickleball is the biggest growing sport in the United States.
I don't even know what pickleball is.
Pickleball is a sport that combines tennis, badminton, and ping pong together. LeBron James owns a pickleball team now.
Okay, that makes it interesting because I don't know what it is still.
Since it's the fastest growing sport since the pandemic, Subway decided to get in on all this pickle talk. And now they have the Pickleball Club, which is, guess what it's loaded with?
Pickles!
Yes! And ham and cheese.
I freaking love their pickles there. You know, I get extra pickles on every Subway sandwich and their little banana peppers. God,
we went through a long period of not eating Subway because our daughter doesn't like it. But now,
lately she's been
we're into
it.
So we're on board with the pickleball club.
That club looks pretty thick, dude. You're going to need like two rounds of pickleball to work that one off.
Austin LeBron James.
LeBron James.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick this one off with Star Wars Day. May the Force be with you.
My favorite Star Wars, the first one.
I don't really know much Star Wars, so don't get mad at me. We'll just keep pushing.
Star Wars at all, Anthony?
You know what?
Yeah,
yeah. I like the memes with Baby Yoda. Those things are funny, dog.
The memes are cool. Baby Yoda's cute. Yes, yes.
And we also have Petite and Proud Day, everybody.
Stand up, ladies, or no one will see ya. I'm right there with you. I'm Petite and Proud.
It is also National Orange Juice, but let's go ahead and wrap it up on International Firefighters Day, and shout out all the firefighters.
Oh, salute to you guys.
That's not all they do, though. Think about this. Firefighters get called for everything. They even sometimes keep elderly people company.
Oh,
elderly people will call them because they're lonely and they'll go talk to them.
Speaking of our daughter, her boyfriend's a firefighter.
Yes. Oh, sick, dude. Shout out to him.
I always ask him if he has to save cats.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.